I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a New York Islanders prospect who sees his Western Conference club climbing up the standings after putting up a very strong performance over the last while and now looking to take a run at the conference title. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Guelph Storm veteran and Philadelphia Flyers prospect Isaac Radcliffe. He picked up 10 points in 4 games last week on the back of 7 goals and 3 assists and was a +4. He had 4 multi-point performances last week, helping the Storm earn 7 out of a possible 8 points. The 19-year-old, who hails from London, was chosen in the second round by the Philadelphia Flyers in the 2017 National Hockey League Entry Draft. Meantime, chosen in the 5th round of the same draft was Blade Jenkins of the Saginaw Spirit, and now the 18-year-old putting up some strong numbers this season with basically a point a game this year for the Spirit. Saginaw's been on quite a run as of late, looking to climb up to potentially the top spot in the OHL Western Conference. And earlier this week, we chatted about what's happening in Saginaw. Blade Jenkins of the Saginaw Spirit joins me now, and Blade, you guys have been on a nice little roll over the last little while, but for people who maybe haven't had a chance to see the Spirit play of late, what's been going so well for the Saginaw Spirit over the last while?
I think the overall chemistry, I think that's really improved, and obviously you can see that leads to success, so I think for our group that's a big thing, and everybody is buying into the system and in the way Coach wants us to play, so I think that's been good for us moving forward, and we're excited for the rest of the year.
You talk about how Coach Chris Lasry wants you guys to play. Of course, Chris took over as the head coach this season. What sort of changes or differences or tweaks did Chris bring in when he took over as the head coach?
I think just to play our game, obviously just have confidence in yourself and in your abilities and make plays with a purpose. I think that was a big thing he was kind of harping on as he came in here is, just make plays, be a skilled team, but be accountable for your actions, and if you're going to make mistakes, just make up for them.
Oh, give me your take on how your season personally has gone so far.
I think it hasn't been too bad. I think with personal success comes team success and vice versa, so obviously when the team's doing well, it's nice for you to be doing well as well, so I think it's been going pretty well, just looking forward to the next half year and the playoffs.
For you guys, of course, some moves, picking up Owen Tippett, Ryan McLeod come in as well, and you talk about the team chemistry, but I'm sure the guys were pretty excited to bring in pretty talented players, knowing that management has confidence in you guys to make a run for it this year.
Yeah, obviously, you know, it feels pretty good when the management staff knows that we have a good team and able to go for a run, and to add two high caliber players like that is really cool, special to just be able to play with them and alongside of them. So it's pretty cool. They're great guys and just great for the team, and we're really excited moving forward.
Does it take maybe a practice or two just to get everybody together? I know there's kind of that universal language of hockey, but lines get moved around a little bit and things along that line. Do you find it just takes a couple practices for everybody to maybe get settled back in after the moves are done like that?
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of fluctuation there with the lines for a little bit, but I think we've settled in. We know our team and our capabilities, so we're just ecstatic moving forward, and just being able to play with a great group of guys is pretty special.
Stepping back from the ice a little bit, just take me through what your experience has been like being a part of the Saginaw Spirit after coming over a couple years ago.
It's been awesome. They're really here for your development as a player and as a person, and they want to be a part of your lives and make sure everything's going well with you, your billet family, and the people that you're surrounding with. So I think that's pretty cool, and to be able to have that, very fortunate for myself, and obviously other players can say the same thing. So it's been really good.
Drafted by the Islanders, you've had a chance to work out, spend some time at camps with them. What have you learned just getting even more of that exposure to the pro ranks?
Just kind of how they handle themselves from day-to-day life at the rink or outside the rink. I think that was kind of one of the major things going into it, just to be able to kind of soak up from them is what they're doing, not only on the ice but away from the ice, and how they're treating their body and what they're eating and stuff like that. So that was pretty cool to be able to see that and kind of put that into your own game.
Does it help to have a teammate now in Saginaw, Bodie Wild, also part of the Islanders organization that, you know, going to camps and things like that, there's a familiar face right off the bat? Does it just help a little bit? You've got a sort of another guy alongside like that?
Yeah, for sure. I've known Bodie for quite a while now, and to be drafted by the Islanders in the same organization was pretty cool, and to be able to share that and go to camp and maybe be able to know somebody and be able to share that with was pretty special, and obviously pretty fortunate to have that happen.
All right, I've got to ask, it's certainly made the rounds of Twitter and YouTube and everything, is the post-game Ivan Prosvetov cartwheels. Of course, your goalie, when he gets a first star, doing the cartwheels. Can you do an on-ice cartwheel? Or more importantly, would you even want to?
I don't even think I'd want to try an on-ice cartwheel.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, when you guys probably first saw him do that, was it like, what is he doing, and please don't hurt yourself?
Legit. It was just more like, what is this guy doing, and kind of laughing about it. But it's pretty funny. The fans love it, so, and he gets a kick out of it as well. So it's pretty funny. I know he likes to do it. So,
does he break out a couple moves in practice just to see if it's going to work? And, you know, I think we saw a moonwalk. We see a couple of things. I'm sure at the end of the day, I'm sure it's nice in a long season when you guys can get some laughs and kind of break the tension a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I know in practice everyone's going pretty hard, and tension's kind of high at times, especially with him. He's a pretty good competitor, so he's not afraid to show it when he makes a save on you, that's for sure.
That was Blay Jenkins of the Saginaw Spirit. And the Spirit have made honorable mention this week in the Kia CHL Top 10 list, joined by the Guelph Storm in that department, as the Kia CHL Top 10 has plenty of OHL representation. The London Knights are the top OHL club at number 3, Ottawa 67s at 6, then the Sioux Greyhounds at number 9, and coming in 10th on the list, the Niagara Ice Dogs. A reminder, next week it's the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game that comes up on January 23rd from Red Deer. You can check out the action on Sportsnet. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.